you asked about the legato. I really believe legato, in many ways, can be the most tense-producing touch that people will learn and teach when it's not approached with the idea of inertia and also weight that is connected to the hammer. You know, we're really pushing the lever with the hand and the finger, but we're lifting the hammer to the string, pushing the lever, lift the hammer. And so doing that, where you're connecting and releasing at the same time, is the magic of making something like that work.
And to do it without the tension, if you get too tensely involved with it, then you start working against yourself.
You do. You absolutely do. So you can't push. Fernando Lairas, my second teacher after Margie May, I worked with him for 10 years back east in New York, and he was a student of Philippe, who was a student of Liszt. So I learned a lot of Liszt with Fernando, and he talked often about, in his beautiful accent, and he would say, don't put the music into the piano. It's already there. Your job is to bring it out.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very.
Thank you.
from her 1999 album, Sharing the Gift. That was Dr. Jody Graves playing Sonnet 104 from Years of Pilgrimage by Franz Liszt. Jody is our guest on this, Opus 14 of Spokane Public Radio's Music That Matters. I'm Jim Tevenin. Another aspect of your musical personality is that you urge your students, I know and I'm sure, but also you practice what you preach in terms of working collaboratively.
Oh, yeah.
And
nothing better.
There are a couple of specific things that I'll mention, and we'll hear examples of those. One is your work with the Sapphire Trio.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us briefly about them.
Oh, that's the best.
Started.
Making music together is the best. It's, you know, I love playing solo repertoire, but I especially love and I appreciate working with other musicians. And in the Sapphire Trio, which is piano, clarinet, violin, my colleagues Maxine Ramey on clarinet, Margaret Baldridge on violin, and myself, we formed our trio in 1998 when I was teaching at the University of Montana. And we've been together ever since, and we have traveled the world playing concerts and talking and doing clinics and workshops and commissioning works by composers and championing those works for this particular trio, which is an unusual one. It's not like the traditional piano trio. So we have different colors that we can play with. And that group, I think, for me, has been really the pinnacle, the highlight of my work and my life as a professional artist. Thank you.
a movement from Rick Sowash's larger piece, Sunny Days, played by the members of the Sapphire Trio, Maxine Ramey, clarinet, Margaret Baldridge, violin, and Jody Graves, piano. And you also work with another erstwhile ensemble, Tango Volcado.
Right.
And that is, I mean, you took over after the sad death of Kendall Feeney, who was such an institution
Absolutely.
In Spokane music.
Yeah.
But, you know, you were definitely the person to succeed her in that
ensemble. Well, she's my dear friend,
ensemble.
And I miss her every day, and I know a lot of people do. But playing with those musicians, again, I'm always inspired by these people I collaborate with who are just brilliant musicians. And when you're with groups like that, you want to do better as well.
Hmm.
And there's nothing better than that pursuit as a human being is to collaborate with each other in something like music. And in the tango group with Patricia Bartel and Eugene Jablonski and Tana Bachman, I mean, we have just a fantastic synergy that I was honored and humbled to be invited in to participate with them.
Tango Volcado. They are pianist Jody Graves, accordionist Patricia Bartel, violinist Tana Bland, and bassist Eugene Jablonski. That was another KPBX studio recording that's part of this edition of Music That Matters. in an ensemble like Sapphire Trio, mm-hmm. this is composed music. Mm-hmm. And in the music, I know that the music of Piazzolla is the part of the bread and butter of Tango Volcado. Mm-hmm. How much room is there in that style of music, in that ensemble, for improvisation?
That's the funny part, and it's so interesting because I've been improvising since I was a little kid. I've been playing by ear. In fact, I had a note pinned to my shirt when I was 7 from the piano teacher who told my parents that I was not allowed to play by ear. I had to learn to read the music, and I couldn't improvise. And so when they told me that, I just did it more because that just sounded like it was something that you're not supposed to do, so I'm going to do it. So playing by ear and improvising has been in my world since I was very young. And in the tango group, that repertoire requires that you're improvising. You've got a kind of a map. You have a little bit of a map in front of you as far as the music score is concerned. And then we just play with it. If you look at my scores, you'll see nothing but arrows and torn out things, and things are scratched out, and then there's something else, and it's just hysterical. It's very fun. And we never play anything the same way exactly twice. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love that. And that has been an enriching piece of my life, which, with all due respect to my amazing colleagues in the piano world, many, many people who are trained pianists cannot improvise, mm-hmm. Or they're afraid of it or whatever, or they just haven't had experience with it. And I tell my students, sit down, close all the books, figure out a chord progression, and quote unquote, mess around with it. Mm-hmm. Because it frees you at the instrument. And I'll tell you one thing, as an artist, as a solo artist, because I can improvise, you know, playing from memory for me is easy, because if I have a moment where it's like, well, where'd we go here? I know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable. I can improvise. Here we go. And I think that's just part of being, you know, if you're going to share your music on stage, you have to have a certain level of confidence like that and acumen to do those things.
Here is Jody Graves doing just that in a Piano Bench episode from last year. She demonstrates two ways of approaching a familiar Gershwin tune. From a Piano Bench in March 2020, promoting what would have been a most interesting and fun concert, with Jody Graves joining the Spokane Jazz Orchestra in music of Gershwin. 2020. Conversations with Jody Graves, no matter the circumstance, leave participants with a feeling of hope and a sense of possibility. Our Music That Matters chat was no exception. Thoughts that you'd like to leave us with?
I do. I have a little thought. I thought I would share with you something I wrote to my students a couple of years ago, and it's called The Artistry Covenant. We are the keepers of the gate into the world of music, and we have a mission to pass this wonderful legacy on. Today, more than ever, people are looking to us for beauty and peace, to make sense out of a world that is changing and often confusing. To understand that what we do as musicians and artists at any age is a vital part of our society and culture. It articulates our human condition at the deepest level when words fail to express the human cry of, I am here, see me, hear me, I matter. every time we play or sing a note of music, we are adding something glorious to a world that is so hungry for our gifts of creativity. We must nurture and foster those gifts, and it starts by keeping our own artistry awake. It's a celebration of the human being rather than the human doing. It's about the process of awakening the artist within all of us, which becomes the fertile ground for a beautiful life.
From the Sonatina for Piano by Argentine composer Carlos Guastavino, played by our Music That Matters guest, Jody Graves. We're deeply grateful to Jody for agreeing to be part of the program. We truly appreciate her sharing her story, her insights into the world of music, and her enthusiasm for music, her fellow musicians, and indeed, her students. Thanks as well to the members of both the Sapphire Trio and Tango Volcado. Music this time was a mix of KPBX studio recordings and selections from Jody Graves' two CDs, Sharing the Gift and Ananda, Notes from the Heart. And thanks to you for tuning in to Music That Matters on KPBX. I'm host and producer Jim Tevenin. Music That Matters is a production of Spokane Public Radio. We go out with just a bit of the music of Alexander Scriabin, played by, of course, Jody Graves.